With everyone talking about the Queen this week, even I surprised myself with that moment of lucidity on Monday about the Star of Africa diamond in the royal crown being given back to the continent. Let me expand on this theme. The Star of Africa, once known as the Cullinan diamond in South Africa, where it was uncovered more than a century ago, would fetch about $400 million on the open market. You'll see it when King Charles III is crowned next year, a sparkling 512-carat diamond set into the crown. The more I slept on the idea, the more I thought about it, the more I felt it was a good idea. The state can buy the diamond and pass the money on to selected entrepreneurs to help ignite and sustain their businesses, creating wealth and jobs. Billionaire Tomorrow throws its weight behind this campaign on behalf of the hard-working entrepreneurs of Africa. Why not? The diamond is just sitting there locked away most of the time and not helping anyone. This is a way it can be used to help mankind rather than sitting there as a useless bauble. The royal family could replace it with another diamond or a replica, and no one would know the difference on the rare state occasions when it is worn. I'm sure the royals can live without it, and we'll see its handing over as another step in their philanthropic efforts, upon which, by the way, their long-term survival could rest. Why stop there? The royals could then move on to giving the Kohinoor diamond, one of the world's largest cut diamonds, back to India, and so on. The Kohinoor is on display in London, where it arrived as a spoil of fighting in British India. The return of the diamonds will be a big step forward towards reparations for the former colonies and help balance up, albeit in a small way, the huge wealth gap between the North and South hemispheres. Would also cost the taxpayers of the United Kingdom hardly anything. Surely a win all round. Our only caveat at Billionaire Tomorrow is that the millions raised by selling the return diamond be divided equitably and efficiently among deserving entrepreneurs. That may prove harder than prizing the sparkling Star of Africa from the royal crown, but possible. Anything is possible if you wish hard enough.